Good morning, Grace family, and welcome to another Wednesday Word of Encouragement. So we've been taking these brief moments on Wednesdays to fix our eyes on God by considering some of the Hebrew names of God in Scripture. And what's so beautiful is that each one of these Hebrew names gives us its own unique window into the wonder of who our God is. And today we look at the name El Roy. And El Roy means the God who sees me. It's a very tender and intimate description of our God. And really, the best way to understand its meaning is to actually hear it in the context of the original story in which it is given. So for that, we have to go back 4,000 years to the story of Abraham and Sarah. And we have to consider one of the darker and more broken parts of their story. On a couple of occasions, they had to travel back and forth between Egypt and Canaan. And on one of their visits to Egypt, they picked up an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar and brought her back with them to Canaan. And what you need to know is that in an ancient society like that, Hagar had at least three massive strikes against her. First, she was a woman, which was hard enough in that day. Second, she was a foreigner living in a foreign land. And then finally, she was a slave, legally someone else's property. So in that society, she had absolutely no voice or authority, and she would have gone totally unseen. And as Abraham and Sarah were going through their own challenges to have a child, they came up with this plan that involved Hagar. And it's really interesting, if you read the story in Genesis 16, Hagar is basically described like an object in this plan. It says that Sarah takes her slave and gives her to Abraham to sleep with her so that she might bear a child for them. Her name isn't even mentioned by Abraham or Sarah. So as the story goes, Hagar gets pregnant, and that dynamic then creates this jealousy and tension between her and Sarah. And that tension results in Sarah kicking Hagar out of their home so that Hagar starts to flee back to her homeland of Egypt. And the problem with that is there's a vast desert between Canaan and Egypt. So you have to picture Hagar heading home to Egypt, and you'll realize that you cannot think of a more desperate situation than hers. So here's a woman in an ancient society, a runaway slave, pregnant on her own in the middle of the desert. I mean, she is a nobody in the middle of nowhere, utterly insignificant and totally vulnerable. But in what becomes the turning point of the story, the angel of the Lord appears to this vulnerable woman in the middle of the desert, and his first word to her is her name, Hagar. No one else has called her by her name up to this point. She discovers that she is known by name. And then the angel of the Lord gently encourages her to go back to Abraham and Sarah, and he also promises to give her many descendants and to bless the child in her womb. It is this utterly unexpected encounter of grace and care and kindness. And it gives Hagar the hope she needs to return to what will be a very difficult situation. And so the story ends with Hagar responding to that encounter by saying, "You are El Roy, the God who sees me. I have now seen the one who sees me." And what a wonderful description of our God, the God who sees me. And this is the God we see throughout the scriptures, a God who sees the nobodies, who sees the insignificant, the powerless, and who even chooses those kinds of people to be a part of his great story. That is El Roy. And I think at a time like this, that can be such an encouragement to us in two different ways. First, it's so great to remember that God sees us in the same way in all the details of our situation right now. And some of us have had a pretty tough situation lately, but he sees it all. He sees us in those isolating days alone in our homes, or those moments of thankless service to our kids throughout the day, or those anxious moments when we're thinking about our financial future or the future of our nation. He sees it all. He watches over us, and he loves us. And so this is a great opportunity to invite him into the moments of our days to experience his loving presence with us. And I think the other encouragement is this, that if we want to be children of El Roy, if we want to be children of this kind of God, we want to be people who also see the people that God sees. We want to be asking God to give us eyes to see what he sees, those whom the world might not see. And so this is an opportunity to consider the neighbor or the coworker or maybe just the random person you encounter who might be feeling unseen. It's an opportunity to be a tangible expression of El Roy, the God who sees them and has a watchful care over them. So let's take a moment to pray to El Roy, the God who sees us. Father, at the beginning of this new day, we come to you acknowledging and giving thanks that even though you are God over the whole universe, you are also El Roy, the God who sees us personally. Thank you that you see us, you see the details of our lives, you are with us through your Holy Spirit today. Would you please remind us of your loving and gracious presence with us today in whatever ways we need. And Lord, give us your eyes to see those around us who might be feeling unseen. Help us to notice the details. Help us to reach out with just a loving question or a loving comment that helps others recognize that you see them and that you love them, Lord. We offer ourselves to you on this new day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.